the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Diversity and inclusion are popular buzzwords in many organizations today. But what do they really mean? And how do we go beyond paying lip service to the idea? These questions and more will be addressed at Missouri State University's Collaborative Diversity Conference, scheduled for April 19th to 21st this year. I'm Emily Yip. Joining me today to talk about the conference is Wes Pratt, Chief Diversity Officer and Assistant to the President at Missouri State.
This is the fifth year of the conference, and generally the conference is an opportunity for practitioners and professionals in the field of diversity and inclusion to share best practices, to highlight sometimes the research that's done in various areas, to give people an idea of what is going on in the world of diversity and inclusion, not only in higher education, but also in employment, in business, in private sector, as well as the non-private sector.
The theme for this year's conference is Practice What You Preach in Diversity and Inclusion. Pratt says it emphasizes action.
A lot of people will talk about diversity, so I like to say you got to do more than talk about it, you got to be about it. And so we hope to showcase some of the things that are going on in diversity and inclusion, certainly at Missouri State University, but also in the larger community and elsewhere as well. We want to be able to share with not only practitioners, but with our local community, some of the best practices in diversity and inclusion, and demonstrate to folks that certainly Missouri State is about the business of practicing what it preaches when it comes to diversity and inclusion. And I think people will be surprised to know we've been working with the business community. We've been working with public entities in our community. We've been working with even law enforcement in an effort to enhance an awareness of the value of diversity and the intentional aspects of inclusion.
For the first time ever, the conference will include a business track. Pratt explains.
We'll be highlighting some of those initiatives and efforts of involving diversity and inclusion in our business and corporate community, as well as with our public entities.
In addition, the Student Day will be held once again on April 19th. Students will view a documentary and engage in discussion with an award-winning filmmaker.
We're featuring a film called American Textures, and it's a filmmaker by the name of Ant Vakter, who did a film about six students who actually go to some of the historical sites in America and discuss issues of diversity and inclusion, and that engagement and the sharing that they have amongst themselves will be very provocative. I think our students will benefit from having the opportunity not only to view the film, but to engage in the courageous conversations that come after it.
The keynote presentation on April 20th, which is free to attend, will feature academician Dr. Scott Page. He will speak on the topic, Cognitive and Identity Diversity Bonuses.
He's a college professor of complex systems, political science, and economics at the University of Michigan. His research focuses on complex systems and diversity in social systems. His expertise is dealing with the value of diversity in complex organizations and how that all sort of comes together.
The largest event of its kind in the state, Pratt says the annual conference goes beyond just helping people expand their knowledge about diversity.
We try to create a conference experience that provides not only opportunities for people to learn and grow, but also by showcasing some of the things that we're doing at Missouri State, as well as in the larger community, give folks a prescription, if you will, to replicate some of these things and to work with the various constituencies and stakeholders, perhaps in the universities where they live and learn, and provide an opportunity for them to take advantage of some of the unique things that are going on in this region.
The registration fee is $185. For more information or to register, visit diversity.missouristate.edu/conference. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.